The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and they said to him, "Lord, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." So Jesus said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" They said, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left hand in your glory." Jesus answered them saying, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Or be baptized with the baptism with which I'm baptized?" And they answered him, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And the baptism with which I'm baptized, you will be baptized with. But to sit at my right and my left hand is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." Now when the 10 overheard this, they became very angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to serve, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. And the young people are invited to join Georgina. She's making her way down from the choir. She's going to be out in the comfy chairs. She's got a fantastic recap of James and John in the children's Bible, and also a story of what happens when you want everything for yourself called The Fisherman and His Wife. Well, today's a very special day in the life of the church, but in the life of a particular family, too. We're going to have a baptism, so I was thinking that maybe I'd preach to Allie today. Hi, bud. My gosh, you're so tiny. So, Elliot, let's have a little recap. I imagine the first person who welcomed you was wearing hospital scrubs. Yep. And that must have been a shock. And then that, but you know, there's more than that. There's more than hospital scrubs and shock and people poking you and wiping you down, because the next person that welcomed you was probably your mom. So you learned that there's a family. Yep, and so then you have a really big family. I imagine family and friends have welcomed you really well, but guess what? There's more than that. Look at this. Well, you have to look this way to look at this. Look at this. All these people, they're here to welcome you too. He's rooting, by the way. I'm not your mom. Yeah, there's this big family too, and we're here to welcome you too. Another welcome. So in this last month or so, lots and lots of welcomes, right? And my welcome comes with a warning. Yeah, you should start to cry. It's going to be really great. Hi. Hi. Yeah, you're going to, this is a really great life we're welcoming you into. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could tell me what I need to do, Mom, if you want to yell out instructions. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This is good. Yeah. You're going to have a really great life. This is a really great place to be. There's so much greatness here. And you're going to meet all kinds of people. You're going to have friends. Yep. Almost right away. You're going to make friends your own age. You might try gymnastics. We'll see about that. You might like art. Maybe basketball. Looking at your parents, probably not. Yeah, well, there's some hope there. Look at, yeah, Grandpa's kind of tall, but maybe curling or hockey would be a better bet. We'll see. And you're going to have some choices in life. So you could be a bully, or you could be a friend. And as you grow up, you might want to try to collect a bunch of money for yourself, maybe have a fancy car. You'll meet all kinds of people that think that's what life is for, to gather a bunch of stuff, to amass your money. Or you could be the kind of person that gets money and helps people with it, gives it away. How's that sound? You have a lot of choices about that. And you'll have all kinds of examples of people doing all sorts of things. You could go to school and get a good job. You could get a job to make money for yourself. You'd end up with a big house, probably. Ferrari, maybe. Or you could turn your eyes towards what kind of work would help other people, what would build up community and help your friends. You know, you might travel halfway around the world to help people. There are people who do that. You could do all sorts of things. Yep, you're about to be baptized into a big, fat world of opportunity and challenge and mess. Welcome. Welcome. All these people did that when they took on their lives. Yep. Well, how are you going to know what to do? Because I think, too, that in about 10 seconds, you're going to forget everything I just said. And maybe that's the point. Like, we have these talks with you before you know anything. You know, and what better place to be than in the arms of a pastor when you have that talk, right? Yep. Because it's tough to go it alone. It really is. How are you supposed to know any of that? And how are you supposed to know what to do when it gets hard? How do any of us know? Well, except that we have people around us that guide us and mentor us and help us. James and John had that, but don't worry if you get it wrong, because they got it wrong too. They were right next to Jesus, by the way, and they got it really, really wrong. That's okay too, because Jesus doesn't give up on us. And our doctors don't give up on us, and our family doesn't give up on us, and our friends don't give up on us. But mostly, Jesus and the church are never going to give up on you. So just remember that you have good mentors and teachers around you, people to love you. Yep. And by the way, you're going to forget all that too. That's where you guys come in. When he forgets, remind him. It's going to be easy sometimes. It'll be harder other times, especially when he gets to be around 13, 14, 15. You're going to be tempted to ditch this whole ball of wax because it's not going to seem true. It's going to seem hard and false and all of that. That's where you come in. When it seems hard and false, you keep your footing and your bearing, Aaron, and be an anchor. But, you know, that's a big job for one person. That's where all of you come in. Some big commitments three people are about to make. Yeah, and you're going to be powerful strong. Yep. So you guys, continue to provide space for worship, would you? Continue to make the church important in your life. Make sacrifices on church's behalf, because Elliot needs you to do that. All kinds of sacrifices, with your money and your time, with your privilege. Put together some great Sunday school classes that don't look like a classroom, because he's going to hate that classroom stuff. Mentor him in confirmation when it's time to do that. Support Aaron when she goes, I don't know what to do to support them. And support Kate and Brady when they have those moments. and celebrate with them. This is what you're being baptized into, this life of challenge and struggle in a big, broad world filled with all sorts of opportunity. Yeah. By the way, your mom and dad, when they brought you here, you strapped him in, right? You buckled him in, right? You buckled him in, right? Keep doing that. Keep being buckled in. Because, you know, you're going to graduate from a car seat to one of those tricycle things with three wheels. You can get hurt on that thing. And then the next, before you know it, it's going to be your own car. Some people take on rockets. Some people take on parliament. Some people take on engineering. Just whatever it is you choose to do, buckle yourself in tight. It's one heck of a ride, isn't it? Glory be to God for this life that we share, Elliot. We'll make good choices for you until you can make them for yourself. And then we pray you'll make good choices for yourself. But we'll catch you when you fall. And all of us will depend on Jesus and his love and his life. Through the good times and the bad, the challenges and the struggles, the joys and the celebrations, we're here for you. I know you're going to forget. We'll remind you.